views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to change everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of our pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now here's your host.
Welcome, my beautiful listeners, and Happy New Year! I hope that you all enjoyed a beautiful, beautiful holiday season with your family and friends, surrounded in love and peace and kindness and joy. And I welcome you today to my new program, which is called Beyond Proof. And the reason I am calling it Beyond Proof, you guys, is that I started getting wrapped up a little bit in grief and realizing that, yes, I believe there is a space and there is a time for all of us to grieve. And I believe that it's important in our healing. But what I found through several emails from my followers is this kind of being stuck a little bit. And that's not where I want my focus to be. And so it was very, very interesting. And I have to share this. This program is going to be about more of the amazing, magical signs, symbols, if you choose to call them coincidences, then call them coincidences. Either way, to me, it can be either a sign from above or just a simple tap on the shoulder saying, hey, I'm right here. And as I was deciding if I wanted to change from Angie Corbett Kuiper, which is fairly long, it is my name, but to maybe simplify it a little bit, I thought, you know what, let me just check Beyond Proof. And if you guys have listened to me long enough, you know that anything that occurs easily in our life, or things that kind of continue down a stream instead of us turning our boats around and trying to paddle upstream. To me, it usually means it is of spirit and that I'm in the right direction or heading in a path of least resistance. And this was no different. Listen to this. So before I acquired the domain beyondproof.com, I checked the domain servers and wanted to see if anybody had owned it. And sure enough, it was owned by a custom name server. Listen to this, you guys. ns3.afternick. afternick.com. So it was ns3 and ns4.afternick.com. Is it coincidences? I don't know. But right then, I wanted to take a screenshot of the DNS management saying that Beyond Proof, I could purchase it through this company after Nick. And it's interesting because most of you know that my son who took his life in 2015's name is Nick. And so it's after Nick and it's Beyond Proof. So I had to share that with you guys. But going on, once again, I do believe in grief. It is a subjective. It's about our own timing. And it's not to take away that grieving period or anything. Nobody knows grief the way we all do who have lost. However, I want to start sharing with you guys the miracles that have occurred. And I'm going to start the day that Nick had died. And I believe if we all keep an open mind, an open heart to anything, that anything is truly, truly possible. And when I wake up in the morning, instead of, oh, poor me, oh, poor me, I lost my son to suicide. Oh, poor me, I lost my husband to suicide. Oh, poor Angie. Now, when I get up, I go about my day. I go about my business. I'm loving. I'm with a lighter step. And you know what's interesting? Is that I'm starting, and it started a few years ago, actually, looking forward to just, I wonder what's going to happen. Wonder if they're going to present. And you don't think about it. And the next thing you know, you're getting a sign. So anyway, let's delve into this. I'm going to share with you the day that Nick died. Jan was still alive at that time, and my son, Zach, so Nick's younger brother. We all were going for spring break to Los Angeles. So March 31st, we hop on a plane, and it's when I started getting pinged that morning, right as we landed, about 9:30 in the morning, and my ex-husband had asked, have you heard from Nick? And no, I hadn't. And we all thought, you know, maybe he's just off the grid, but it was interesting. I'd never gotten a call like this. But we land in Los Angeles and all the billboards are up and it's all about this new Fast and Furious 7. And I'm not into cars and I'm not into action movies. Most of you know that I love my Hallmark channels and my Christmas movies and romance. And so we get there, and I didn't take particular notice of it, but we decide we're going to go to Universal Studios on April 1, and this was the day that, the day after we had found out that Nick had taken his life. And in a previous show I shared with you, when I walked over to the skate park at Venice Beach, Zach's and Nick's favorite place to skate park, I asked Zach, what do you want to do? We can fly home right away. And his response was, Mom, Nick ruined so many other people's lives. He's not going to ruin my spring break. And although it was very somber and it was very painful, we continued to live life on that exact same day. And it was interesting when we went to Universal Studios, the movie Fast and Furious 7 was coming out on April the 3rd, on that Friday, the same day we were going to leave. And as we were at Universal Studios, all of the Fast and Furious 7 had no meaning or anything to me. But on Thursday, April 2nd, Zach had asked me, Mom, do you think we could go and watch all the cool cars on Rodeo Drive and Wilshire Boulevard? Sure. So we're walking up Wilshire Boulevard to go to Rodeo, and we see in the Beverly Wilshire a gold-plated Bugatti. And Zach says, oh my God, Mom, that's Wiz Khalifa's car. So we go, we take pictures. I've got the license plate that says Khalifa on the back. That didn't mean anything, you guys, until I got home that Friday when Nick's best friend called me and said, Angie, I have to come over. I want to share with you what we're going to play for Nick's funeral, which was going to be the following week. And he said it just happened to come on the radio. And if anybody has heard it, you guys, it's See You Again. And it was the song that was recorded by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. And it was a tribute to Paul Walker, who died on November 30th in 2013 in California. And if any one of you knew who Nick was, he absolutely had a passion with cars. And the song is, and I'm going to chop it a little bit, but I want to share it with you guys, just one verse. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. That song became so meaningful for our family because that song, who knew the planes we flew, talking about the last time we would see you, how hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. How could we not talk about family when family's all that we've got? First you're born, and then there's a vibe. The friendship turns into that the vibe turns into a friendship. A friendship turns into a bond, and that bond will never be broken. That was the song, you guys. And so that was just one of many. And we've got about 3 minutes to break. And so I'm going to go into a few more, because after this had happened on April 3rd, on the same day that Griffin came over to tell me about this song and how it all fit, is when I got the call from Tracy Small, a very, very dear friend of mine. And last week's program, you guys, we had Connecting Both Worlds. So if you do want to go listen to that program, it was all about how I received the phone call from Tracy. I didn't know anything about mediumship. I didn't know anything about talking to dead or anything. I just thought Nick was in a quote unquote better place, because that's what we're taught. And so she had some very, very interesting comments and things that nobody knew. And the medium that she went to go listen to shared things with her that nobody would have ever known, not only about me, but about Nick as well. And so that was a very, very good show. If you guys all get a chance to listen to that, it's called Connecting Two Worlds. And then another, what was kind of interesting, is that you become kind of a groupie a little bit. And I've had several of you email me or call me, and they will say to me, "Shh, don't tell anybody, but I went to go see a medium. And they talked to me about things that I never heard of before. And oh my God, I don't." And you guys, if we start talking about it, they're not dead. And if you listen to the program with Susan Giesman a few weeks ago, they are still very much alive and all around us. And they give us those signs and the symbols, and whatever you want to call it, you guys, we can either believe that they're around us, or we can keep them in what Coldplay, Chris Martin would say, the angels are stuck in their cement slabs. Let them out. And so before we go on break, I'm just going to share a real quick one as well. And that is, and I probably don't have time, you guys, but I'll start it. And that was, once I went to this, you know, listened to what Tracy had said about this mediumship, I decided to go on my own and go hear what they had to say. And this medium just came right up. I went with three of my girlfriends. She kept coming up to the table, and she said, "You know, and you're not supposed to feed the mediums, you guys. Don't feed the mediums. They don't want to know your birthday. They don't care how old you are. They don't care where you live and what your favorite color is. This is discernment. They want to talk to our spirits. They want to talk to our loved ones. So shut up." Anyway, she kept coming back to the table, and she said, "I see," and this was after, you know, we realized that it was Nick, and you kind of are scared to raise your hand a little bit because you're like, "I think that's for me." And she said, "A tambourine keeps coming up." And I'm like, "No, that can't be Nick, because what 20-year-old, you know, has a tambourine or plays a tambourine, right?" And she kept coming back, and I'm kept looking to see if anyone else, and I'm like, everything else seemed to make sense. The skateboard, the wheels, the cuckoo clock that was in my mother-in-law's kitchen, Nick's favorite grandmother, Omi. So many. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to, you know, everything but the tambourine. And when we come back from commercial break, you guys, I will share with you how this tambourine came into play. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, but it's one of those aha moments, wow, when we're patient and when we allow spirit to work through us. Our loved ones are here. They want us to know they are well, and they're here to help us guide on this side of Earth if we allow. Thanks, guys, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to the second segment of Beyond Proof Radio. Thank you. I'm so excited with this new direction, simply for the fact that I get to share all these fun stories and these fun, very, very peaceful and calming, but exciting happenstances that continue to occur all the time, that my heart and mind are open to it. But let's go back, you guys. So I'm sitting with three of my girlfriends, and we're at a popular restaurant, and they've got the section of the restaurant closed off in another room, and there were two mediums, and they were giving readings, and we all just sat there, and like I had said, one of the mediums kept coming back. I've got to keep coming back here to a tambourine. But everything else made sense. So I kind of raised my hand. I said, everything makes sense but the tambourine. So we went with that. And I do share at length in my book that will be coming out within the next few months here. I share the whole story. And then also in some of my videos, I'll be sharing the whole story about this. And you guys, when you hear, when you hear mediums and you hear their sitters, I guess is what Suzanne Giesman had called them. When you're getting a reading and it's something that doesn't resonate with you, Johnny on the spot, like right this very minute, patience. Because that tambourine had no significance to me for 3 months. And I was on the phone with one of Nick's best friends, and they would jam out together. In fact, I gave Masa Nicholas's red Stratocaster guitar. And I said, as long as you play this with love in your heart and always remember Nicholas, he said, absolutely. And so we've kept on a very, very good relationship. And I told him about what had come through in this reading, which you guys can hear on the Connecting Two Worlds. And I said, the only thing, Ma said, that didn't make sense about it was the tambourine. And he said, I know about that tambourine, Angie. He told me that Nick would, and you guys, I'm going to cry. Not the same as grief, but it still, it just brings up bittersweet memories. But he would go over to Moss's house, and Moss said, Angie, I have two amplifiers, one for the electric guitar and one for the bass guitar. And he said, Nick's was so good, he could play either the electric or the bass. And he said, but I could only play electric. And because the electrica had more frequencies, had, you know, more chords than the bass, 6 to 4, they decided that Masa would play the electric guitar hooked up to the amplifier. And he said, Angie, Nick went over to the corner of my room and picked up the tambourine and started shaking it and saying, I got this, Masa. You play the electric guitar and I'm going to jam out on this tambourine. And my heart just exploded because on one hand, you're sad because they're not physically here, you guys. But on the other hand, I was so joyful because he proved he really still was here. And so that was the experience with the tambourine. And I want to share this as well. On this same evening, I had brought a very, very dear friend of mine along. It was Tracy. And I won't say this, I won't say my friend's name just out of privacy, out of consideration and her privacy. But we were sitting there and same thing. The medium comes up and she said, I'm getting, you know, something hanging out of this man's mouth. And so, of course, everybody raises their hand because someone always says, oh, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather smoked cigarettes. No. You have to wait, you guys, in these sort of things where they just kind of weed it down to just one person, where the information is so exact that it only applies to one person. And what did I say just a few minutes ago on the last episode, on the last segment? Do not feed the mediums. And this is actually a chapter in my book as well. So we're sitting there, nobody knows, you know, something hanging out. And then she said, and there's a hole. She goes, I'm getting this hole in the body somewhere and someone's cleaning it out. And she goes, and this man's name starts with a J. She goes, Jim, James, still nothing. I look back and I look at my girlfriend. And I'm like, hello, hello, that's for you. And all of a sudden, my girlfriend just kind of startled. And she goes, that's for me. And you guys, when you're in a situation, like, don't make it harder for them. It's already, they're trying to give us messages. It's not to try to stump them or to prove they're wrong, these mediums. But it was really quite comical that my girlfriend said, we were all asking, why didn't you say something before? Well, her father was very sick. And at the very end of his life, she would have to clean the abscess from his stomach where there was a big wound. And he was on a feeding tube, so she would have to clean. So that was what was hanging out of the mouth. But when the word James came up and she still didn't click, I said, that's your dad's name. And she goes, oh, that's for me. She goes, but I never called him James. She goes, I always just called him Dad. And we were just laughing, you know, hysterically. But this gave her such a sense of peace and calm. And you guys, and what's really, really interesting as well is that the really great mediums nowadays are teaching how to tap into that sixth sense. And this is what James von Prague would call it. There's sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch. And these are all different ways, if we are open enough and we're not so lost in our pain from yesterday or anticipating the future in anticipation and fear maybe, or loss and regret in the past, these five senses become very, very significant, especially if you are wanting to receive from spirit, because it's the only way that our human bodies can connect on this level and connect with them. And you guys, I'm going to go into one more story. And this is actually, I'm probably going to cry on this one as well, but this one was huge. And this was before, this was right after Nick had died as well. And it was in June. And I had fallen asleep and I had woken up and kind of startled. The TV was still on. I'm sure you guys have experienced this. My computer is on the bed. Nothing's turned off. The lights are on. And I get this message and it said, a golden white light from the top of your head to your heart and out to the rest of the world. And I woke up and I'm like, and I'm sitting straight up. And the skeptic in me is going, what is that? And I look at the TV that's still on and I don't watch this program, but it was with Neil Patrick Harris. And it was How I Met Your Mother. And I'm rewinding. And you guys, it was the episode, which I had to Google. And then I had to push on guide. And I had to see what episode. And I listened three times, you guys. I went and played that whole listening for those words of golden white light from the top of your head to your heart through the rest of the world. First of all, you guys, Neil Patrick Harris wouldn't say that. But whatever it was, something was pulling me to reach out to another one of Nick's best friends. And I asked Zach if it was okay to use his name, and Zach said yes, because it brings awareness. And you guys, I want to share, because I went through everything. It was so weird. I found the original messaging between me and Zach back from June 17th, 2015, at 3:14 a.m. And we only have about a minute before we head into this break, so I'm not going to start the email. But you guys, we all have the ability to grow and learn and experience our loved ones. And it's up to all of us if we choose to keep our loved ones dead and buried and gone, out of sight, out of mind. But I'm finding it so much more rewarding and so much more fulfilling keeping them alive. There are many times I hear and somebody will say, Angie, well, that's all in your head, or you made that up, whatever. You guys, what hasn't been put in our head? We're getting messages from schools, from teachers, from government, from advertising, from marketers, from parents. So my question to you, what is your truth? Is it going to be something that you find on your own that brings you complete joy, as I have done? Living in a very, very, it's still painful once in a while, you guys. Of course it is. We don't know anything different than our physical world. But this experience was given to me and presented for a reason. I truly believe that. And maybe, just maybe, it's to sit here and share with the world my own experiences and how I have healed. Anyway, you guys, we're coming up on break, 30 seconds. And I want to thank you for joining me on this new year. And I'm looking forward to many more programs of discussing the proof, and then what happens once we do find the proof and moving beyond that to an absolute amazing relationship with spirit on the other side. When we come back, I will share with you my messaging with Nick's best friend, Zach, and myself. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Before I get started, let me go back and just let you guys know. Okay, so here it is. It's 3:14 in the morning, and I'm hearing this message. It's Neil Patrick Harris. And if you guys look at Nick, my son, and Neil Patrick Harris, they look so much alike. And what's interesting to note here is that Neil Patrick Harris graduated in 1994 from La Cueva, where Nicholas graduated from high school, but was born in 1994. And so I sent this message to Zach Cooper. And you guys, once again, now I know, but at that time I didn't know what was pushing me. I was looking for proof and I was going back and forth and I was rewinding and then downloading and watching the episode and seeing if I could hear, you know, J-Lo say these words or Neil Patrick Harris and whatever led me, you guys, I reached for my computer that was still on my bed, opened it up, went to Facebook and went right to Zach Cooper. And it was like I was hearing this message, Mom, you need to let Zach know that I'm okay. And you guys, as a mom, I would never think that I would want my children to have me as a friend on their Facebook page unless they asked me. And so we never got into this conversation because I'm not a friend of my son's. I mean, now that my younger son is almost 18, yes, when they're adults, I can't wait. But at that age, I'm not, hey, can I be your Facebook friend? Probably because I don't want to know, their whole culture is something that escapes me at times. But whatever, I go to Facebook, and you guys, Zach's Facebook page, I was able to message him. And this is what I wrote on June 17th, 2015. Hi, Zach, it's Angie, Nick's mom. I have been thinking of you and hoping you are doing okay. Nick absolutely loved you and treasured your friendship. Thank you for your love. There is something I would like to say. After Nick's dad told me how sad and sorry you were about introducing Nick to steroids. And yes, you guys, my son was taking steroids incorrectly, just to kind of get bigger. And so this is awareness that we do believe that this played a huge role in the choices that Nick had made that night. And I'm, like I said, you guys, I'm going to cry. I'm not going to apologize for it, but I'm just letting you know that, I want you to never feel guilty ever, 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 ever. One word, Zach, choice. Nick made the choice. When Nick's dad told me your conversation, I actually took a big ass butcher knife out of the wooden block, threw it on the counter, and told Nick's dad to chop off his hand. He freaked out and asked, "What? What? No way." I said, "Exactly." Nick chose to take steroids. He chose to not follow the directions properly. He chose to take the gun. He chose to drive to the Sandias. Zach, Nick chose everything he did, including to exit this world the way in which he did. I love you, Zach, because you loved my son. I'm proud of you and everything you are doing. I am here if you need. And so Zach wrote me back and just thank you a ton, Miss Corbett. It's so hard for me not to think about Nick every day and wish I were a better friend. I knew Nick's dad was just trying to find a way to make sense of everything and is trying to find reason for everything. You guys, this is coming from a 20-year-old. And I've got the whole, and I'll probably put this in a blog because I don't want to use precious airtime to go through the whole thing. But he basically said, thank you again, Miss Corbett. I needed to hear this. And he said, Nick was at my birthday party 24 hours before he died. And that is the memory that I will cherish forever. And he texted me late that night to wish me a happy birthday again and told me that he loved me. And you guys, so we're talking on the phone the next morning, Zach and I. And I said, Zach, just like I did with Masa, Zach, something really bizarre. And he goes, well, why did you call? Why did you Facebook me? I said, Zach, I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, and it's Neil Patrick Harris on this show. And he said, Angie, he said, How I Met Your Mother was one of Nick's and my favorite shows. He goes, when we just wanted to veg, he said, we would just pull up a bag of chips and we'd just sit on the living room floor watching the show. So that in its triviality, you guys, was the message that Zach needed to know that Nick is okay. And I listen to these messages, you guys, when I hear something or see something or feel something, I will usually pick up the phone and I will call you and I will say, I don't know what this means, but this is what I heard. And most of the time it leaves the other person in just such a state of grace and so thrilled that their loved one chose to connect. So moving on, you guys, I shared with you that this program is going to focus on the conversation and actually the intimate evening with Spirit, my son, my husband, and James von Prague. So a year later, let's fast forward, my husband took his life. And for whatever reason, I wasn't, when Nick had died, James von Prague never was in my vernacular, was never, was was never a thought. And if you are one that believes, you know, everything happens for whatever. But I just Googled James Bond Prague, and I've shared this on several of my other programs. You guys, I loved his show back in the 90s, like almost 30 years ago. He would go into people's homes and he would speak to the dead. And I had no reason to watch. I just, out of morbid curiosity, was I interested in this man 30 years ago. And for whatever reason, I Google what's James Bond Prague up to these days. And it was right after my husband had taken his life. Well, he was going to be in Dallas, Texas. And Jan and I both lived in part-time in Dallas because he was a cardiologist at Baylor, and part-time in Albuquerque, where my sons lived. And so anybody who has gone through significant loss, you guys know, preaching to the choir, it's day by day. It's literally moment by moment. So if I say I'm excited to go have lunch with someone and it turns out that I don't feel like it, that's just the wave of grief. And that's what we go through. So I let people know, you know what, right now it sounds awesome, but tomorrow it might not sound so good. So same thing. James Von Prague was going to be in Dallas. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll go ahead and buy the ticket. And if I don't want to go, I don't have to go. And I've got Southwest Airlines. So if I choose to cancel my reservation, I'm out no money. But I did need to go down to the apartment to clean out the apartment. And so I'm down there, you guys. And I thought, if I don't feel like going to the James Von Prague, September 2016, then I'll just call and I'm sure they'll let me transfer to another, you know, use it as credit to another Von Prague gig. So you guys, I was sitting, and how do I want to share this? I will tell you, I was down at the apartment about 3-4 hours later. I'm like, you know what? I kind of feel like going to James Von Prague. And so I went to my folder and pulled it out to see what time the event started. And it started at 7:00. And I thought, perfect. It was 5. I could drive to the hotel because I didn't want to stay in the apartment where he had taken his life. And got ready. And you guys, I'm looking close as I'm putting into the GPS. James Von Prague, who is the most accurate spiritual medium working today and is known as the pioneer of the mediumship movement. I will share when we come back where he was speaking and what happened during this amazing gift that he gave to me. When we come back, you guys, thanks for listening in.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It is the last segment of another beautiful, beautiful show. I hope this show gives someone out there hope that there, in my experience, there truly is a life after death or a life after life, however you want to look at it. So let's get started here. Last segment, and I'm going to focus solely on my communication with James von Prague, or his communication with Nick and Jan. So it is September 9th, 2016. I pull out the ticket for where James von Prague is going to be speaking. It's at the Center for Spiritual Living in Dallas, Texas. And you guys, Dallas is the ninth largest city in the country. He was speaking exactly 1 mile from where Jan and my apartment was. Our apartment was located at 3990 Spring Valley Road. James von Prague was speaking at 4801 Spring Valley Road. So I show up and I go find my seat. There's about 120 people in the audience. I knew from previous, you don't feed the mediums, and especially not James von Prague. And it all narrowed down. You could start seeing, he starts with messages, and he will tell you, if I say this spirit's favorite color is purple, don't all raise your hand, because 90% of you are going to love the color purple. If I say you're driving like a Chevrolet or Ford, this person loved Chevys, don't all raise your hand and think it's a message for you, because 50% or at least 25, 30% of the population is going to drive one of these vehicles. It needs to be very specific. So we narrowed it down, you guys, where I'm the only one standing in the middle of 120 people. And I actually felt like a spirit hog because I'd had so many messages from Nicholas and from Jan. Here's how it started. I see someone on a skateboard and he's jumping, and James von Prague puts his hands up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that could be my son. And you get kind of excited when you're in one of these readings. But I thought, okay, I'm not going to say anything and I'm not going to assume, because once again, what teenage boy doesn't like skateboards and scooters? So I didn't say anything. And usually in this situation, you guys, when we are all open to messages, a lot of them kind of come together, and there are different double meetings and things for everyone. It is just, if you guys get an opportunity to go hear someone really, really, really good, like a James von Prague, who is evidence-based, meaning evidence, things you can touch, feel, see, all those kind of things, evidence. When somebody says, oh, spirit told me, no, those are words. This has got to be in the five senses, is my experience. So he narrows it down and he said, did somebody in your family wear braces? And I just stopped. He would have never known that my ex-husband, Nick's father, had gotten braces a year before, and his dad was 55. That's a little odd, you guys, a little different for an adult that age to get braces. But his girlfriend, his beautiful girlfriend, is a dental hygienist. So he decided to straighten his teeth. And they look wonderful, by the way. But interesting, that's something that you don't see that somebody could find and go Google. The un-Google moments, I think, is what Suzanne Giesman and I were talking about. And this is what he said. Your son wants to tell his dad that he died once and to quit killing him every day with his thoughts. How profound was that? And before it did kind of narrow down to me, he had said, you know, I see him with a taller person. It's a figure. It's a G.I. Joe. It's some sort of figure. Well, it was at Disneyland, and he was on a skateboard doing exactly. I mean, you could see James von Prague. Look, if he had a skateboard, he could have, you know, looked like he was skateboarding. And I have both of those pictures I'll be sharing on an upcoming YouTube video for you guys. And then he puts his hand, and he knew how Nick had taken his life. And then he kind of jumped. He goes, did you have another? Did someone else die? Is someone else on the other side? I said, yes. And that's all you say. You acknowledge, yes or no. Does this resonate? Yes or no. And what happens, you guys, with mediums, especially really good ones, you are going to find skeptics who are going to put them down and say, well, it didn't happen just right away. I am here to tell you, when James von Prague said, ask your ex-husband if he had a dream where him and his son were sitting in a park. And I was like, my ex-husband already thinks I'm kind of whack. How am I going to share this? He said, tell him it was a dream. Well, you guys, you know what was really interesting? A year later, I found in my own dream journal that I had the dream in the park. And it was exactly. So then the next, as he moved on from Nick, he had said, and he asks, and mediums will ask quite frequently, does this resonate? Does this make sense to you? And he started with, he was with you over your shoulder while you were putting shoes in the box. And when I've shared this with a couple people, they said, well, everyone has a box of shoes, Angie. Everyone has shoes. That wasn't the point, you guys. It was so significant in its triviality. Because Jan and I, our first date was in Palo Duro Canyon. And when I was looking at his shoes before putting them in the box, they had red clay on the bottom. And he had mentioned in one of his notes, no separate autopsy. The blemishes are from a midnight hike in Palo Duro Canyon. So the last place he had gone before taking his life. And I was looking at his shoes, you guys. He's this prominent doctor, prominent cardiologist, and I'm bawling my eyes out because his shoes have holes in them. He took care of people and didn't take care of himself. I'm like, you deserved a good pair of shoes. So who would have known that? And then he said, he was with you, and I don't know if he was pulling from the left drawer or the right drawer, but he was with you when you were clipping your nails. Who would have known, you guys, from the hotel to the Center for Spiritual Living to listen to James von Prague, did I clip my nails because the boxes and the files had cut some of my cuticles and my fingers were kind of damaged from all the cleaning and work? Nobody. That's an un-Google moment. Spirit's loved one clipping her fingernails in a rental car. And then last but not least, and this was significant to me, you guys, was there something about razors? And I just started bawling. Because before Yana died, he had signed up for the Dollar Shave Club. And he kept wanting me to try his dollar razors. I said, no, I don't need to try my dollar razors. I said, I love my Gillette Turbo Mach. When he died, I specifically bought those razors or signed up for their ship program. But razors, you got, that's something that you can't find anywhere. I'm not going to post somewhere, you know, oh, just got my Dollar Shave Club razors in the mail. Oh, yeah, my ex-husband got braces. And what's interesting about all of this, you guys, is it took many months to years before the message finally came clear. And now that I'm so much more open, that I'm not as skeptical, and now I can just laugh and smile when the craziest of things occur, which I'll be sharing now that it's beyond proof. I'm going to share with you guys some of the experiences I'm having. That it is this amazing relationship I have with both Nick and Jan. And they're almost as if they're guides for me now. And so you guys, thank you for listening today. There's so much more to share. I'll be sharing a ton on YouTube and Facebook. I feel like I have finally found the calling is not just about the proof from beyond, but what happens after. We have learned to love more deep. We have cared more deeply. Things that are not that important do not seem that important anymore. And that has been the joy. Thank you for joining me. Happy New Year. Until next time, you all, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit beyondproof.com. That's beyondproof.com. See you next time.